We're in the graveyard at Sutton Courtney, a place famous for lots of reasons, one of them being it is the final resting place of Eric Arthur Blair, aka George Orwell. And I've been here with a small gathering of people for the 1984 symposium, some old friends and some new friends who just so happened to be passing. An old friend who's much younger than me. David Charles, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Can you share your job title, because I absolutely love it, and a recent project that you're involved in?
So I am the expeditions manager at British Exploring Society. But in my spare time, I'm training as a wilderness therapeutic guide, and I'm launching this summer a new project, which is called Night Shift, which is for men who find themselves at a crossroads in life, and maybe on a threshold of some new chapter in their time on this earth. And it takes place over 3 or 4 weeks with 4 preparation sessions where we get to know each other in the woods, which sounds dodgy, but will be bushcraft, lots of intention settings, exploring what's brought you to this time, this moment, what questions you have for yourself, for the world, and a little bit of thinking around what's next, what your impact might be. And then we take those questions out into the darkness. So we'll go on a overnight 20 to 25 kilometer hike through the New Forest. And along the way, we'll be exploring these questions that you have for yourself, these questions that you might have for the moon and stars, for the deer that will be around, the owls, the nightjars, perhaps you'll have an experience overnight, as I have done on several occasions, of reaching a point of oneness with the universe and a sense of your next steps, how you'll move forward. Then we'll come back together after this exhausting night's work, and have a little think together about integrating those experiences. It's open to men who find themselves called to it. I'm looking for a small group, 3 or 4, possibly 5 people who are up for the challenge. Well, starting on the 10th of July in the New Forest. If you don't find yourself available or in the New Forest around that time, then I will be running more in the future if it goes well. And it's called Night Shift. So please get in touch with me through my Substack, which is davidcharles.substack.com. And I will send you a link to more information and the application form.
That was like a radio ready spiel, and you haven't done this before, so that is absolutely fantastic. Both of us have written about thin places. What does a thin place mean to you in the context of this new project?
A thin place to me is somewhere where it feels like you can almost step through the mirror to the other side, whatever that means to you. I find anywhere can become a thin place if you add elements, as I am in Night Shift, of exhaustion and something like darkness. I had an experience walking from London to Winchester through winter, mostly through darkness, where I couldn't see where I was going, stumbling through a forest, completely lost, pre-smartphones, and there was just this, suddenly, bearing in mind this was winter, suddenly this warm wind was blowing towards me, and I had what I later come to realise was an almost para-psychedelic experience. It's the only time that I've had such an experience without the use of other substances. It's magical. And it really gave me this sense of connection with the universe and also knowing my place in that unfolding of the universe that we find ourselves in.
I think it's going to be an amazing experience, because to me, you've always been someone who, with a strong sense of purpose or a compass pointing to purposes, and you've worked between them. An avid writer and a great writer, I think, because you read so much. I cannot let you go, because I know you are on the way out now. That's why I grabbed you, without giving me a book recommendation. What are you reading at the moment?
Well, at the moment, I've just started. It was my birthday yesterday. It's nice being neighbours with George Orwell. And my partner gave me what's promising to be a fantastic book by a Dutch philosopher called Rutger Bregman. He wrote a book last year, which was my favourite book that I read last year, and this one is turning out to be just as promising. It is called Moral Something.
It's in your bag.
It's in my bag. I'll just pull it out.
It's that new.
Yeah, Moral Ambition. There you go. The subtitle, Stop Wasting Your Talent and Start Making a Difference. It will speak to you if you feel like the pursuit of happiness is great, lovely if you're happy, but there must be more to life. You can make a bigger difference than you think. The old Margaret Mead quote of, is it, never for a second stop believing that a small group of dedicated thinkers and activists can't change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has.
Wow, that's a great summary considering where we are and the 19th annual 1984 symposium. And once again, thank you so much for taking the time to be here, and it's been another amazing day.
Thank you very much.
davidcharles.substack.com. Don't forget documentally.net or whatever, you know, wherever you can find us. Cheers for listening.
Thank you.